take you on this journey to help you get clarity around your core beliefs and your true values. And it begins by just taking a deep breath and doing that a couple of times. One more time, breathe in and out. And as you come into your body and you start to feel the sensations of your body, wherever you're sitting in the world, however you're experiencing this lesson, begin to ask yourself the question, what is it that I truly believe about myself? And just be quiet with that. And sit until the answers kind of bubble up from inside you. You're not looking for answers that are out there. Those true answers kind of come up from inside you. And as you sit and you breathe through, listen for what's coming up without judgment. It's not about saying the right thing. It's not about having the right answers. It's not about looking for all the problems so that you can fix them. It's about allowing yourself to be honest, ruthlessly honest about what you really believe about you. Your answers will come up for you. Just breathe and let whatever's coming up, come up for you. And if you need to pause the recording in order to document what's coming up for you, feel free to do that. This is about what's going to serve you. This is about what answers are going to help you. And now I want you to shift your focus, still focused on you. But instead of what you believe about yourself, let's talk about what you really value. What really matters to you as a person. When we did the exercise of looking at your calendar and your checkbook, where were you investing your time, energy, and money? Those are things that you value. Whether you care to admit it or not, those are things that you value. Breathe. And sink into what it is that your being, your body, your soul, your spirit is telling you is important to you, is of value to you. Do you value friendships and connections? Do you value quiet time? Do you value solitude, which is different than quiet time? And if you need to stop the recording so that you can continue to document what's coming up for you, please do so. This is about you taking care of you and finding what's really going to serve you. And continue to breathe. And now we want to look at what you believe about your great work. The work that you are called to do in this world. The way that you were called to serve your world. And when I talk about your world, I'm not necessarily talking about the globe. Remember when we talked about the scale of dreams in our last lesson? Maybe your world is just your family, or your neighborhood, or your community. Maybe your world is your state, or all working moms in the United States, or maybe it's really the world. There's no right or wrong answer here, but it has to be what is true for you. Because that's really the right answer. What is true for you? So, in the work that you've been called to bring into the world, in the way that you've been called to serve, what do you believe about your great work and what you're here to do in the world? Whether that's the job you have, or the company that you're working with, or the family that you're living with, what is your great work in the world, and what do you believe about it? Keep breathing. That's how we stay connected. And if you need to stop the recording so that you can continue to document what you believe, feel free. This is about you taking care of you and doing what's going to serve you best. And now let's take another breath. Let's get in touch with what we believe about our world, that world that we're here to serve. Who are you here to serve? What is it about them that you believe? Take a deep breath. Get out of your head. Get out of your head. This is an easy place to go into the I thinks and start talking about demographics. And, you know, they're 40 to 45 and they make $10,000 a year and yada, yada, yada. No. Just breathe. What do you believe about these people? What's coming up for you? Do you think that these are some of the most awesome people in the universe? Do you think they're a bunch of problem children? Breathe. What's coming up for you? Are there things that you're not clear on? Write those down too. I believe that I'm not sure. That's a totally acceptable answer. Just keep breathing. One more deep breath. And if you need to pause the recording so that you can continue to document what's coming up for you and what you believe about your world, then please do so, because this is about you getting the support that you need and doing the work that you need to do so that you can get the answers that are going to serve you going forward. Okay, so once you've completed jotting down everything that you believe, you're going to take a few minutes to go back over all of the stuff that you've written down and look at what needs to shift. You know, if you're holding a disempowering belief, like all my clients are deadbeats, maybe that needs to shift. Is it the mindset that needs to shift, or is it the clients that need to shift? Only you can say that. But go through those pages of notes and identify the things that you think need to change, need to be different, need to shift in order for you to see more success in the coming year. What are you identifying as the faith and core belief and values issues that need to change in order for you to feel more successful in the next 12 months? And on that page where you're doing all of the synthesis, write down what needs to shift. You're not setting goals. You're just writing down, these are all the things that I saw that I think need to change. Once you've completed that, then you're going to go back through that list and kind of rank them. Let your heart guide you. However you need to do this, whatever method works for you, rocks, paper, scissors, I don't care. But find the one item that if there was a shift there, if something changed there, that would give you the most cause for celebration. That would give you the biggest opening to live a more faith-filled life. That would be the most transformative task that you could undertake for the year. What's that one thing? And I'm going to challenge you to pick one. Because once you've dealt with that one, you can always come back and pick a new one. But if you've got too many foci all at the same time, it's too hard to pick one focus. So let's pick one for now, the one that we're going to run with for the rest of the program. And I'll show you what to do with the other ones when we get closer to the end of the program.